It's time to talk some motoring with our man, David Brown, who is on the road as always. How are you, mate?
I'm fighting fit, Andrew, fit.
That's the way. Now, I'm going to give it my best shot. Today, we're talking about the Alfa Romeo Giulia Quadrifoglio. Have I got it right?
Alfa Romeo Giulia Quadrifoglio. But you did the Quadrifoglio quite well because it's got a G in there that I believe is remained silent. So, again, a name that you just can't have had the space to put across the back of the boot of a car.
Not because it's electric, because it's Italian.
Yes, absolutely.
David, tell us a little bit about this new Alfa.
Well, the Giulia is a medium-sized sedan. And I've got to say, unlike a lot of the recent smaller cars from Alfa Romeo, this one looks good. I'd have to say some of the little Alfa Romeos were, well, I'll say quirky.
Very kind.
Unusual, perhaps distinctive, says he, desperately getting a thesaurus out to try and not be too offensive to it. But it is a small, medium sort of size vehicle. There's not a lot being sold around these times, but, geez, you know, I have a sort of sentimental part for them. Now, the base model has a four-cylinder, 203 kilowatts. 203 still pretty good. You know, that's not bad. But the Quadrifoglio with a 2.9-litre V6 has 375 kilowatts. That's nearly twice the amount.
Woo! That's a beast.
Now, drives the rear wheels, and I reckon all-wheel drive. Sadly, the Quadrifoglio almost refers to the four-leaf clover that you get as a special badge. I would have preferred the quad to refer to an all-wheel drive, but nonetheless, that's the way it is. What a lovely-looking car. Do you remember some of the older Alphas, the small sedans? The one I love is the GTV 1750. It was a little... You know, it was a small sedan. It just looked right. It had its proportions right. It looked not mean, but purposeful enough. And that's people race them and put big tyres on them. And, you know, and I thought that made them look really good. They're a car that if you look at, you just need to add a roll bar and some advertising stickers and you've got yourself a race vehicle. I think that they've done well, and they've done well again in bringing in this Giulia.
Alphas do have a place in my heart because back in the 80s, our family car was an Alfa Sud that my father bought. It was a wonderful touring vehicle. It was only small, but it ate up the kilometres. It had some wonderful long legs on it.
The Alfa Sud, yes. They pronounce it, and a colleague of mine had one, and he said when it was good, it was good. When it was bad, it was horrid.
Yeah, and a good friend of mine said, how do you double the value of an Alfa? He said, put $20 on the dashboard, which I think is truly unkind, but they're a much better vehicle than that.
Yeah, fill the tank. They were, I think, a wonderful engineering design, but reliability... wasn't its highest achievement. And they had little quirky, funny things to it. My mate, for a long time, always had trouble coming back from the snow. It almost seemed to stop in the one spot. And, of course, there was a switch in the carburettors about whether it was winter or summer. You know, very European. But once you learnt that idiosyncrasy, it certainly helped you do it. Now, the look of them are lovely, but see, it's not over-aggressive. It's not like a V8 supercar, you know, with that sort of very testosterone thing. It's low, it's sleek. It makes it look like it's got good engineering design rather than just brute force.
How much would we be paying for the Alfa Romeo Giulia Quadrifoglio?
Are you sitting down?
Indeed I am.
It costs $140,000 plus on-road costs.
Oh, good Lord.
But there's an even more super performance model, which you'll need another additional $150,000 to buy. So this was, of course, the Quadrifoglio. So we're talking about this performance vehicle. So you are talking about getting exclusivity, not just because of your perception of style, but because of your bank balance. It's lovely to think there's something out there that I'll look at like I go to an art gallery.
Would we be able to go to an art gallery in the Upper Hunter? Is this particular vehicle something that would be suited to our neck of the woods, do you think?
Oh, a trip to the winery, I think. It'd be in its element.
Yeah.
I think, yes. It being its element. Probably needs someone a bit younger and a lot better looking than me to get out of the driver's seat. You know what I mean?
On that self-depreciating note, we will leave it there and we will talk some more motoring with David Brown next Thursday on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thanks, mate.
My pleasure.